For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hurricane Michael, now with 125-mile-per-hour winds, is expected to hit the Florida Panhandle starting tonight. Jason McDonald says he and his family decided to leave Panama City Beach and head north into Alabama.
We want to get them out of the way, and you know, we don't know if it's going to wipe out our house or not, or anything like that, so we pulled the travel trailer, so at least we have that.
Meteorologist Allison Chinchar.
Most of the models are in very good agreement about this is where it's going to go. Not only making landfall over portions of the Florida Panhandle, but then from there going up towards Georgia and into the Carolinas pretty quickly, and that's good. That will help limit a lot of the rainfall that will end up being produced, but it doesn't help in terms of some of the other aspects.
The forecast calls for a storm surge of up to 13 feet. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
President Trump's former communications chief, Hope Hicks, is taking on a similar role at a new Fox company. Hicks will succeed Julie Henderson as communications chief for the new Fox entity. With more on the story, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes gives us some new details.
The hiring means Hope Hicks will supervise messaging at her former boss's favorite TV news network. The new company has been created by the shedding of many of 21st Century Fox's entertainment assets to the Walt Disney Company, and it includes Fox News Channel, the Fox Broadcasting Network, several Fox stations, and Fox Sports. Hicks, whose hiring was announced on Monday, will be based in Los Angeles. She left the White House of her own accord on March 29th, after having a mostly behind-the-scenes role there, but she was one of President Trump's most trusted aides and had worked for him at his real estate company before he was elected president. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Kim Jong-un has invited Pope Francis to Pyongyang and has said he would warmly welcome him to North Korea in what would be a historic visit to the country by the head of the Roman Catholic Church. The North Korean leader may have taken a recommendation from South Korean President Moon Jae-in to extend an invitation to the Pope following the most recent inter-Korean summit in Pyongyang. Kim's willingness to host Francis could be a sign that North Korea is ready to take unprecedented steps to joining the international community. Pope Francis had previously vocalized his support for the easing of tensions on the peninsula. The Pope has yet to respond to Kim's invitation. Google is shutting down Google Plus for a while. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more details.
The shutdown of the long-dormant consumer arm of its social network comes after Google exposed the private data of hundreds of thousands of Google Plus users and then didn't disclose the issue this past spring, in part because of fears that doing so would draw regulatory scrutiny and could cause reputational damage. That's according to people briefed on the incident. Upon discovering the bug, Google patched it, but again opted not to disclose it to the public. In announcing the closure now of Google+, Google acknowledged that it failed to gain significant traction with consumers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.